You are listening to the Less Drama, More Mama podcast, episode 297, Quit Rushing to Feel Better. This is Less Drama, More Mama, the podcast for moms who want to feel calm, in control, and confident about how to handle anything life throws their way. If you're ready to go from feeling frazzled and disrespected to feeling calm and connected, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, Pam Howard. Hello, Mama, and welcome to the Less Drama, More Mama podcast. In today's episode, we're going to explore the importance of slowing down and embracing our current thoughts and feelings rather than rushing to feel better. I talk to so many moms who feel frustrated, discouraged, and helpless in their parenting. They're yelling more than they'd like. They're fighting with their kids. They're exhausted from taking on too many responsibilities. They feel isolated and alone because they either don't have a strong support network or they're too ashamed and embarrassed to ask for help. Some of them seek immediate gratification by turning to food, alcohol, shopping, or social media for a quick fix of pleasure. Unfortunately, coping with their feelings in this way usually creates negative consequences that exacerbate their stress. When clients hire me and they realize they can feel better by changing their thinking, naturally, they want to change their thoughts as quickly as possible so they can have peace and harmony in their homes sooner. But often, their attempts to change their thoughts become a quick fix too, because they skip over an important part of the process. The goal of my coaching isn't to help you feel happy all of the time. It's to help you feel all of your emotions without fear, to help you become aware of the thoughts creating them, and to understand the actions and results those thoughts and feelings create. Changing your patterns of behavior and creating the family life of your dreams begins with acknowledging and accepting your current thoughts and feelings. It's like the starting address in your internal navigation system. When you get in your car and put your destination into the Maps app on your phone, you're not magically transported to your destination instantaneously. The GPS needs to know your current location, the place where you're starting from, so it can guide you step by step based on where you are at that moment. Instead of trying to ignore or bypass your current thoughts and feelings, you have to allow yourself to be present with them, or you could miss important information that would put you on the fastest route to your goal. Let me give you a real-life example of what I'm talking about that demonstrates how you can apply this to your own life. I'm currently working with a client whose son is going off to college next year. When she found out that one of his top choices was a school that's an 8-hour drive from home, she felt an overwhelming sense of anxiety. She described the feeling as a punch in the gut and said she felt sick to her stomach whenever she thought about him moving that distance away. As a result, she wasn't very supportive when he told her how much he loved the school. She didn't say anything negative, but didn't say anything positive either. She told me that she tried hard not to react and kept quiet while feeling physically ill inside. "I'm trying to get my thoughts to a different place because I don't like how this feels," she said. "I'm trying to think, I can handle this. I have to get comfortable with him going wherever he chooses." Trying to find a better thought without understanding her current ones would only prolong her suffering. She needed to meet herself where she was with curiosity and compassion. I asked her how she thought she would feel if her son went to school closer to home. She said she would feel so much calmer. Now, the reason she would feel calmer has nothing to do with where her son chooses to go to school, and everything to do with her thoughts about where her son chooses to go to school. She said that if her son went to school closer, she'd think, "I can get to him without a flight, and he can actually drive home if need be, and I can see him more than just on holidays." I asked her to list out all the things she's afraid might happen if he goes to school 8 hours away. She wrote, "He might get homesick and can't come home very easily on a weekend. We have no family in the area to help if he gets sick or hurt or needs a home-cooked meal. It's a different climate than he's used to. His siblings and I will miss him and not be able to see him except over holidays. I'm scared he'll stay there after he graduates too. And if he gets sick of the college dorm life and just needs to get away, he can't. When she looked at her list, she recognized that none of her worries were factual, but she still just couldn't shake the feelings of grief and sadness she felt. Her husband kept telling her not to react and to remain neutral. He warned her that the more she tried to sell him on a college that she liked, the more their son would want to go somewhere else. Her mind kept focusing on made-up stories that fueled her anxiety more. I knew this wasn't helpful, so I encouraged her to get out of her head and into her body more by simply feeling her feelings, a process I describe in episode 11. I said, reacting to your feelings and allowing them are two very different things. Allowing doesn't involve trying to sell your son on anything. It's just about tuning into your body and experiencing the vibrations caused by the thoughts in your mind. She shared that she allowed the grief, disappointment, and sadness and let them come out in tears. Her other two kids saw her crying and she reassured them she'd be okay and it's okay to be sad. She's just going to miss their brother. We messaged back and forth some more about how her body was likely reacting to an experience from her past in which she felt rejected or abandoned in some way. She wrote, "It could be abandonment. The worst feeling I ever had was when my parents died." And then she wrote, "But my son's not dying. He's just going to college." She arrived at that thought all on her own. It felt natural and true, rather than some affirmation she was forcing herself to think because she wanted to stop feeling pain in the moment. When she reflected on the coaching later, she said, "I had to just sit with the yucky feelings, but I was very aware of them and the thoughts that were causing them. It was helpful to write out all the thoughts and worst-case scenarios and what I was scared of with him going so far away, and just sit with them and not fix them. There were good days of acceptance and pride for him, and not so good days of intense sadness, fear, and anxiety that I felt in my gut and body around the reality of him leaving home." That's the 50-50 of life, right? 50% positive and 50% negative. The reason I'm telling you this is because your emotions matter. They carry important messages, and by giving yourself permission to listen, acknowledge, and be fully present with your emotions without judgment or resistance, you open the door to deeper understanding and connection with yourself that naturally leads to better feelings. If you want to feel better, slow down enough to experience the truth of where you are first. There is no emotion you can't handle. Feelings are harmless. They're simply vibrations in your body caused by thoughts. Unfortunately, most of us weren't taught how to feel our feelings. We were taught to resist, avoid, and react to them. But once you realize that even the worst feeling you can imagine is just a vibration, you become less afraid and more willing to feel them, empowering yourself to handle life's challenges with more strength, courage, and grace. If you're ready to explore these concepts further in your own life, I invite you to book a consultation with me. You don't have to navigate this alone. I'm here to support and guide you every step of the way, and I currently have 3 spots open for private one-on-one coaching starting in May. Visit lessdramamoremama.com/mini and let's chat. If you found this episode helpful, please consider leaving a rating and review in Apple Podcasts and share it with a mama friend. I'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye. If you enjoy listening to this podcast and you're ready to feel calmer, more confident, and more at peace in your family and life, I invite you to sign up for a free consultation with me to learn about how my coaching can help you achieve the exact life you want. You'll take the concepts and tools I share in the podcast and apply them to your own life. And as your coach, I'll be there to support you every step of the way. Go to lessdramamoremama.com/mini and sign up now.